Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You can only make one first impression, Breeze, and of all the people that I can think of, one person you want to make a great first impression with, it's got to be Santa Claus.
Big guy in the red suit.
That's right. It's Team PXY on 98PXY. It's Corey James, Breezy. And yeah, for the weekend, my son Mason, almost 8 months, going to be 8 months this week, he got to meet Santa Claus for the first time. Had a nice little breakfast with Santa. And I got to be honest, and I'm curious, I'm the only parent that felt this way. It's feeling a little anxious.
Yeah.
So I wasn't quite sure how that first meeting was going to go. And I obviously wanted my son Mason to make a good first impression.
Well, Corey, with Santa. Santa phobia and Claus phobia are a real thing.
Okay, excellent. Well, that's good to know that the
fear of Santa Claus.
There's fears that are legitimized.
Yes.
I can only assume those phobias become a thing when parents pull the move of their kid freaks out and you just keep them there on Santa's lap and don't take them away right away. And
right.
Get the funny picture. Because let's be honest, it looks
funny.
You're
in funny. It for the pics. Like, picture it didn't happen.
It looks funny, but also you kind of feel bad, right?
Right. Absolutely.
But I was kind of curious about this because luckily in my instance, he did not lose his mind. Again, he's
good.
Very, very little from what I hear from other.
I mean, he's only coming up on 8 months
yeah,
here.
From what I hear from other parents, the freak out actually usually happens a little later on when they're a little bit older.
Yeah. So the fear of Santa is common and normally comes when they hit the age between 2 and 7.
2 and 7, okay.
And it develops because of, I'm doing a lot of research, obviously.
Yeah.
Parenting.com.
Okay, parenting.com. Gotta cite our sources here.
And babychick.com.
But what is it? I'm sorry, what?
Babychick.com.
Okay, yeah, that's a new one.
So
keep adding on these new ones.
Basically, it's actually a good thing for your child to freak out if they're meeting Santa because they're beginning to develop stranger dangers, essentially what's happening.
Okay.
And
so it's not a bad thing.
They're becoming aware of their surroundings, which is great.
Okay.
Yeah, not really ideal for you because you want it to be like a fun, happy experience for them.
Yeah, you want the cute pic. You want them to have nice, warm memories. So what is it that you do? Because again, there's two types of parents out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's the type where the kid will scream their head off and they'll just make the crazy face of get me the hell out of here.
And that's probably so uncomfortable for Santa himself.
Yeah, I did think about him too. I mean, it must be terrible when a kid's losing their mind. Mm-hmm. But there's two types of parents. There's the parent that will run right over, scoop them up, call it a day. But then there's the other parent that'll just let them hang for a while.
And did you have a mindset of what you were going to choose out of those two options going into this?
I got to
no?
be honest, I wasn't sure.
Really?
Yeah.
You were just kind of play it by ear kind of thing?
Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of why I was feeling so nervous about it. Because it's split decision, I guess, in the moment decision.
Now, Corey, I don't have kids.
But you don't?
I don't. It's shocking because I do consider myself a parenting expert. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you know the website chick.com or whatever.
Babychick.com.
Okay, maybe don't go to chick.com. Don't Google that. Babychick.com.
Don't Google that.
Very important distinction.
I do go to great lengths to help you when it comes to research.
You always find the expert opinions.
Of course.
They are your muse, if you will.
And looking on babychick.com right now, actually, as we speak,
mm-hmm.
there's a 10-step process.
I'm sorry, did you say a 10-step process?
10-step process of slowly introducing and easing your child into Santa Claus.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yes.
So this is for going to see them in a setting that you did yesterday. Breakfast with Santa at the mall,
Yeah, totally.
First step, introducing your child to Santa. So,
okay, well, that's important.
Watching movies, the Santa Claus is Coming to Town,
yeah.
Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh, I thought you meant like literally introducing them to Santa. Like,
no, just the idea.
Hi, Mason, here's Santa.
No, just the idea.
Okay, I think that should be put there as well, though. I think introducing them to Santa would be a good idea. Think about it. You're just putting them on a random person's lap the first time and not saying this is so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
I guess maybe that's kind of an important distinction, but okay.
There's other parts to it as well. Part two, second part, avoid weekends. So there's a lot more crowds. And if you go when it's maybe a less busier time, there's a shorter line.
A little calmer.
And the anxiety doesn't build as much. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Consider your child's schedule. So don't take them when they're supposed to be napping or close to bedtime.
I made the mistake.
Corey.
Sorry.
You should have gone on babychick.com.
Santa's very busy. It's December. He's got a lot of stuff to do. We're on his time, not on ours.
The bullet points for this is just so intense. So avoid sugars, ice creams, candies, sodas a couple hours before you meet.
What is this, babychick.com?
Yeah, sugar high is a real thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Step five, what you shouldn't say to your child. So don't put the idea in your child's head like, don't be afraid. Santa's not going to hurt you. Like, okay. You're putting something in their head that they might not have even thought about. Like, this guy's going to hurt me.
Because then they're thinking, wait a second. I mean? Hold on. Yeah.
Go at a slow pace. You can walk up with your child. And they say it's best to do with parents and siblings. So you can bring them up, or you can bring them up with, their brother, sister, in your case, cousin.
Yeah, they were with his cousins. He did go there the first time with his two cousins. Okay.
My question is, his cousins are a little older than him. So were they freaking out?
No, they were cool.
Because they're in that range of what I said.
No, they were great.
Wow.
They were hamming it up for the pictures. No, they were good.
Aren't you so glad you have me? Now you know.
What a resource you are.
Now you know.
Who knew? When everyone's like, why are you such a good dad? I can just say, it's breezy.
This last part I didn't mention that you definitely should have taken advantage of.
What's that?
You need to be a good example. So you need to go up and hug and kiss Santa too.
Oh.
So. That's what it says right here.
Who says that I didn't?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.